Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Dee. How may I help you?
Well, Dee, this is Sherry Jacobs, and we just got our Costco bill. And this is, it's called Adamantine Group, $59.89. We're just trying to figure out what that was for.
Okay, no problem. Can we start off by confirming your zip code?
80922.
Thank you. And your first and last name?
Sherry Jacobs or Roger Jacobs.
Okay, give me just a second.
Don't need that.
Okay, for security purposes, can you confirm the address on the account?
7190 Heron Gulf View, Colorado Springs, Colorado, 80922.
Thank you. Let me take a look and see what the charge was for. Okay, so did you enter a contest back in March to win a Dyson vacuum cleaner?
No.
You did not? Okay.
No.
Okay, and do you know if anyone in your household may have entered that contest?
No, it's just my husband and me.
Okay. Well, I see here that...
I haven't even gotten a vacuum. I mean, I have a Dyson vacuum cleaner, but we bought that several years ago, and I've not received anything.
Gotcha. Okay. I see here your account was already canceled.
Oh,
and you weren't billed since March.
Okay. Well, it's on this bill now on our city. It was included in our bill.
Okay. I see here your status is in chargeback. Did you contact your bank regarding that?
No, we didn't.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Maybe, I don't know. It took place in March. Maybe we did contact, but why would it be on this Costco bill?
It says, I'm not sure.
Because, we want to pay our bill, but I don't want to have to pay more than what I have to.
Yeah, I completely understand.
So if I can... deduct that $59.89 from the $600 and something.
Okay. So did you reach... Okay, so you don't recall reaching out to the bank regarding a dispute?
I don't.
Okay. Well, let me look into this and see what we can do for you, okay? Give me just a second.
Okay, I'd appreciate that.
Okay, no problem.
That was for some kind of a Dyson vacuum cleaner, some kind of a contest I entered, and I didn't enter anything. I've answered calls, and I've said I'm not interested. Are you there, young lady?
Yes, ma'am, I am here.
Well, you get these, our system now shows it's a spam call, but I get these calls and they say, congratulations, you've won such and such, and I'm saying, no, I'm not interested, please remove us from your list, and I hang up. So that might have been a situation like that.
Well, this particular contest would have been sent via email, or unless you went to
No, okay. I never got anything on an email with that. We watch our emails very closely.
Okay. Give me just a second. Let me see what I can do.
Okay. You didn't see an email that made reference to some kind of a vacuum cleaner, did you?
Not that I'm aware of.
I mean, I go through them. I cleared your phone yesterday of a bunch of them.
I can't imagine me ordering something for a Dyson vacuum cleaner.
We have a Dyson. Why would we want another one? Yeah. Oh. No, it's a vacuum cleaner.
An actual.
So, I see the status of that is in chargeback status, meaning that that 5989 charge was disputed through your bank.
Okay.
So, in regards to getting a refund, you have to contact your financial institution.
So, do we contact this credit card company or our bank?
Your bank. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. We'll do that. Thank you.
No problem. Anything else I can help you with today?
No, that's all. Thank you.
All righty. Well, thank you for calling customer service.
Bank.